Welcome to Caring for Rare, Stories of Rare Metabolic Disorders, a podcast that explores what life is like with a rare metabolic disorder. On this episode, we're talking with an 8-year-old and his parents about living with maple syrup urine disease, or MSUD. Though these disorders are rare, you can find community and support. You are not alone.
We went from blissfully happy to felt like everything was crashing down.
I felt like a first-time mom again because now I have a child that has a disorder that the entire world isn't familiar with.
We got to stop talking about what we can't do and start talking about what we can do.
Seeing Johnny hit his milestones was very reassuring.
You just can't have certain foods, but you can do normal stuff.
I find it therapeutic to have other people that understand our life.
We could do this. Like, this is something that we can do.
Caring for Rare is brought to you by Nutrition North America, a manufacturer of formulas and low-protein foods for inborn errors of metabolism. We're proud to have served the metabolic community for more than 30 years. I'm your host, Kate Miley, a member of the Nutrition team since 2019. In each episode, we'll hear a family's personal experience with a rare metabolic disorder. Nutricia has partnered with these families to bring you their stories. I just want to note that this podcast may not be representative of all rare metabolic disorders, and this in no way replaces the care, advice, and medical supervision of your metabolic healthcare team. The following content is for informational purposes only, but we're hoping you'll find comfort and connection in these stories. Today, we're talking with the Coleman family about their journey with maple syrup urine disease, or MSUD.
My name is Jordan Coleman.
And I'm Andre Coleman.
And my name's Carter of MSUD.
Carter will be back later to talk about what it's like as a kid with MSUD. But for now, we turn to his parents to better understand how MSUD has changed their lives. Jordan is an insurance broker, and Andre is a maritime executive. They live in the San Francisco Bay Area with their three children.
MSUD is what's called an inborn error metabolism. And what that means is that the body cannot properly process or metabolize protein. And it's not the full protein, but it's an amino acid that is found in protein. And so because the body cannot process these amino acids, they build up in the blood and can become toxic to the brain. What can happen is if there is too much of a buildup, it can cause brain damage, which could lead to mental impairment, or it can, in severe cases, lead to coma and also death.
Fortunately, nutrition management, including special metabolic formulas, are available to help manage the disorder and prevent many of these problems. Maple syrup urine disease is an inherited genetic disorder. Both parents need to be carriers for their child to have MSUD, and neither Andre nor Jordan knew they were carriers. There's no indication before birth, and there is nothing the parents could have done to prevent it.
In the womb, Carter was so active. He kicked and moved all of the time. To see him and to hold him for the first time, I was just happy.
It was the day before Thanksgiving. Carter was just 4 days old, and Jordan and Andre were excitedly introducing him to their families. Then, their pediatrician called. Something came up on Carter's newborn screen.
We went from just blissfully happy to felt like everything was crashing down. It was just like, well, this can't happen to us. We're two healthy people, and there's no history of anything in either of our families, so this can't be right.
Thanksgiving dinner was canceled. They immediately piled into their car with Andre's mom, their 2-year-old daughter, and Carter to make the hour-long journey to the nearest children's hospital.
I remember sitting in the back in the car seat next to Carter, and he's sleeping, and I'm just looking at him and thinking, what is going on in there, buddy? And just hoping and praying that he didn't have it and that we were going to get there and this was going to be a big misunderstanding.
And I think when we arrived at the hospital and were basically pushed up front in the emergency room, it was a feeling of, okay, this is serious. And are we on borrowed time with Carter?
We had to just immediately shift from hoping that nothing was wrong to being like, okay, now we have to put together a plan of attack. Is there anything that brought you comfort in the first few weeks after his diagnosis?
While Carter's disease is specific to him and to us, for me, it was an understanding that almost every individual has some type of challenge in their life that they face, some different shape or form, whether it's external, internal influence or environment, whatever it may be. For me, it was like, okay, what is it? Let's learn about it. And then let's move forward with living with it as we understand how to treat the disease. So what brought you comfort?
You know, everybody that we spoke with, friends, family, had never even heard of MSUD. Although they were sympathetic, we had no common ground. So we actually felt isolated in the fact that I could not talk about this experience with anybody other than you. And we found a Facebook group for MSUD families and seeing how other families were living their lives made us realize that, okay, it's not going to completely upend the way that we live. It's going to be different. We're going to have to make adjustments, but it's not like our whole world is going to be completely turned upside down. I find it therapeutic to have other people that understand our life, the good and the bad.
I do agree with you that joining that Facebook group and just you see those who have lived with it longer and seeing the normal life, it's one of those things where it is what it is. And there will be some bumps along the way, but it's a modified diet and there's certain foods that I don't like. So it's not the worst thing in the world.
One of the impairments that can happen with having MSUD is cognitive delays. Is there anything specifically that happened in Carter's life that made you realize that he was okay?
I will say early on, I thought he was a lot less vocal than his older sister when she was an infant slash toddler. I can't pinpoint the exact age or moment in time, but at some point in time, I'd say around 2 to 3 years old, his level of communication increased immensely. And to this day, he loves to talk. He is very loud.
It's funny. There's times that we might be at dinner and Carter just will not stop talking. And we just look at each other and we go, remember when we were so concerned that there were cognitive delays and he wouldn't talk? And now he will not shut up. If we would have known this back when we first got the diagnosis, we could have saved ourselves a lot of stress.
My name's Carter. I'm in second grade. I'm 8 years old. My favorite color is gold and black. I like playing sports. And then I have MSUD. Being a kid with MSUD is normal. You can't have certain food, but like you can do lots of other stuff. What's your favorite thing about me?
My favorite thing is your level of energy. I've never seen someone who, when they start their day, is at 110% throughout the day until they finally put their head down on their pillow and go to bed.
Carter, my favorite thing about you is your charm. Probably since the day you were born, you have had the ability to instantly have people like you. There is something about you that is just magnetic, and it's something that I have loved watching develop in you.
Carter, what are your dreams for yourself?
To play football. Do fun stuff and to have a house. Is there anything you want to say to me that you never said to me before?
Yes. Carter, I think you are a miracle. You make me proud every single day, and you truly are a light in my life.
You?
Let's see. I just admire you and appreciate your day-to-day approach through life and through living with maple syrup urine disease. Even when there are down times, if you're not feeling well, your ability to rebound and your drive to get back to just your normal routine, it motivates me. So I appreciate that about you.
Carter, if you met some parents who just had a baby and they found out that the baby had MSUD, what would you tell those parents?
That it will be okay. It's normal and you just can't have certain foods, but you can do normal stuff.
So I think my advice for new parents is that you will walk on a tightrope along this journey. Eventually, things will be okay. It's completely overwhelming in the beginning, but it becomes part of how you live your life. But it does not dominate our life. And so you become an expert tightrope walker.
Thank you so much to Jordan, Andre, and Carter for sharing their MSUD story with us. Nutricia is here to support families like yours and the Colemans. We're proud to provide a wide array of metabolic formulas for MSUD and other conditions. And our Nutricia Connect platform provides resources like this podcast, reimbursement support for our metabolic formulas, and additional support like low-protein recipes. Join us at NutriciaMetabolics.com. We hope you'll check out our other podcast episodes to hear more first-person stories from people living with rare metabolic disorders. Find them on NutriciaMetabolics.com or your favorite podcast platform. Caring for Rare, Stories of Rare Metabolic Disorders, is brought to you by Nutrition North America. It was produced by Alita Cooper, Ulrika Reichert, and me, Kate Miley. Thank you so much for listening, and be well.